Podcast. I am back from my scout camp, and today I will share a story called Eugenia's Shoes. I hope you enjoy it. There was once an old man who lived in a village. His name was Eugenia. Eugenia was a happy old man. He always liked looking at airplanes flying above in the sky, but he had never been on one. He thought it would be nice to go on an airplane. His grandchildren gave him a special birthday present. Can you guess what it was? Yes! Old Man Eugenia was going to visit the capital city on an airplane. He was so happy and excited. He had been in the capital city only once before, when he was much younger. But he didn't go on an airplane. He travelled by bus and it took one whole day to get there. He was glad that his wife, a very nice old lady, Luya, was coming along. Old Man Eugenia couldn't sleep the night before because he was so excited. Soon the important day arrived. Eugenia and Luya got to the airport even before the check-in counters were open. He was so excited. He had a big smile on all morning. After a long wait, the important announcement came.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Flight APC-123 is now ready for boarding. We are now inviting any passengers who need special assistance and those passengers with small children to begin boarding.
Thank you.
Eugenia was very quick. He was first in line. He forgot about his wife, Ulia, and had to run to catch up to him. They walked out the boarding gate towards the waiting airplane. A man was waiting at the foot of the stairs leading up to the aircraft. He was there to welcome and help passengers. Eugenia was so excited and very curious that he went past the man to have a look around the parked aircraft. The man saw Eugenia and quickly followed him. Yulia followed the man. Another old lady saw Yulia and went after her. The old lady's husband saw his wife and followed behind. A family with a young child followed the old couple. A young man walked behind the family. Before long, a long line of passengers was going around the airplane following Eugenia. Can you imagine that? After a little while, the man helping the passengers caught up with Eugenia. The man led Eugenia back to the foot of the stairs and everyone else followed. Now, Eugenia had a habit of leaving his shoes outside before entering his home. Guess what he did next? He left his shoes on the ground on the tarmac. He cheerfully boarded the airplane barefoot, whistling along the way, and took his seat. Then, the pilot welcomed the passengers.
Ladies and gentlemen, good morning. Welcome on flight APC-123. This is your captain speaking. I have some information about our flight
today. We will be 3 hours and our estimated time of arrival in the capital city is 9:55 a.m. The weather in our route is good. It is currently 22 degrees Celsius in the capital city. Now sit back, relax and enjoy the flight.
Eugenia enjoyed the flight very much. He thought it was the most amazing experience he had ever got. He even got to nap. Then the pilot was on the microphone again.
Ladies and gentlemen, we've already started our descent in the capital city airport. We expect to land in 10 minutes after 10. We're a bit early. The weather in the capital city is sunny. The temperature is currently 25 degrees Celsius. We wish you a pleasant stay and hope to see you again very soon. On behalf of our crew, thank you for flying Peninsula Airlines today.
Finally, Eugenia and Yulia were making their way to the airplane's exit. Before they got to the door, Yulia looked down at her husband's feet and asked,
Eugenia, where are your shoes?
The end. I hope you enjoyed the story. Thank you, Mama, for telling me this story before. Thank you all for listening. See you next time.